It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
In the age of modern technology, why are doctors unable to cure fatigue? Maybe it's because they're not diagnosing and treating thyroid properly. Maybe because they haven't been trained in how to do it, or maybe they're just not exercising the new data and new research that is out there on their patients. They're kind of stuck in old values. Rudy Dragoni's on the air with us, and I just want to take a second. Rudy owns a pharmacy. He is a business owner, Clark's Pharmacy. This is in Carefree, Arizona, clarkpharmacyaz.com, clarkspharmacyaz.com. Rudy is the man who doctors call. That's all I need to do to introduce you. Rudy, why is America so tired, and do doctors know what they're doing? Solve it all for us in 10 minutes.
How are you, Decker? Thanks for having me on the show. First things first, when we talk about people with hormonal problems, the first thing we want to take care of is the thyroid, because it is one of the master glands. One of the big problems with thyroid is, number one, that it can be a lot of different things that cause the thyroid problem itself. 11% of the people that have a thyroid issue really don't have a thyroid issue. They have a iodine deficiency. So I have had a lot of patients that have had a lot of thyroid going through their system, thyroid hormone going through their system, and it seems that they could never be taken care of. And it seems they can never find the right dose. And when they come to me, they're usually at a very, very low dose, and they can't seem to find that dose. And I say, well, you know, have you tried iodine? And sometimes with Lugol's or SSKI, and they'll put a spot or such on their skin. And
that really works?
How long it takes. What happens is it's supposed to go away in about 24 hours. Okay. And I have a lot of people that they'll put a spot on there, and they say to me, you know, in 4 hours it was gone. I said, Can I put another spot on? I just came back from Mexico, where I was talking to about 14 different dentists, and all of them tried it. And when I went back a couple of weeks later, they all come back and say, I can't believe how much the iodine has made an increase in my energy level. But here's the big problem with thyroid, okay? Mm-hmm. By the time you are diagnosed with a thyroid problem, you're not only offsetting the thyroid hormone, but you're also offsetting the receptor sites. The body tries to compensate. I give this analogy of a pool table. I say a normal functioning body has 16 balls, like a pool table, and 6 holes. Uh-huh. As you decrease the amount of thyroid hormone, the body compensates by putting more holes on the table. So at a certain point, you'll have two balls on the table and 30 holes. So you go to the doctor, and the doctor says to you, okay, what we need to do is we need to put you on thyroid hormone because you have low thyroid T3, low T4, and your TSH is very high. Thyroid stimulating hormone is very high. So it seems like your body's not able to make enough thyroid, so let's give you some thyroid. One of the big problems they do is they give you all 16 balls back on the table. And when they do that, all of a sudden, imagine, okay, if you need one or two to sink to keep everything in balance, and you put 16 balls on the table when there's 30 holes, and you throw them across the table, 8 of them are going to sink, and the person starts getting palpitations, and they start having all of these different problems. Okay, but it's interesting, if you take it, okay, and you put 2 balls back on a table, like on the medication Natrathroid or Armathyroid, all of the desiccated thyroid hormones, if you start with a quarter of a grain, and then you increase it by a quarter of a grain every 11 days or so, what will happen is, just like the pool table, is you put 2 more balls on the pool table, and it takes about 11 days for the body to start clogging up some of those holes. At a small point, a person that may need, let's say, 2 grains of thyroid, if you do it by a quarter of a grain every 14 or 15 days, 11, 14, 15 days, you wind up clogging the holes, and you have no palpitations. So a person that would have come in, presented with absolutely no thyroid, we give them 2 grains, they start getting palpitations immediately. But take that same person, do it over a small period of time, every 11 days, increasing it by a quarter of a grain, they'll get up to the 2 grains and never have a palpitation. So another big problem is that the patients aren't told this. So they go to the doctor, and the doctor gives them a certain amount of thyroid hormone, and they're good for a couple of months, and then or a couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden they're not good anymore. By the time they get a chance to go back to the doctor and increase the dose, a month has gone by. So they
I want you to ask, do medical doctors and osteopathic doctors do they get this type of knowledge in school?
No. They don't.
Okay.
No, they don't. What happens is this is a lot of knowledge that gets it's disseminated, you know, through doctor, pharmacist to doctor, so on and so forth, but not through the school. And I've tried to give lectures on this particular situation, you know, and because if you turn to the patient ahead of time and you say to them, listen, this is going to be a situation where we have to keep increasing you as those receptor sites start to be nullified. If you do that ahead of time, the patient will do it. They'll know, oh, okay, I have to go 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then I have to change my dose. I have to go 2 weeks or 3 weeks and change my dose. And they'll easily do it for 6 months, learning, because each time that they increase their dose, it takes longer and longer before they have to increase the dose.
But this doesn't seem too complex, and it really makes sense. When I studied biochemistry, when I studied receptor sites and how the body works, This makes sense.
The big problem is, Decker, that they don't tell the patients ahead of time. So after the third or fourth increase, the patients have lost all confidence with the doctor, and they move on to somebody else. So they wind up bouncing around from place to place to place to place, and if that other person has a different method of which he's doing it, again, the patient doesn't seem like he's ever going to get satisfied. I've had a lot of patients that come to me with, like, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. A condition where the body starts to actually attack the thyroid hormone inside of one's body so that the body thinks it doesn't have any thyroid. Mm-hmm. Well, we get the people with Hashimoto's, and they'll start on, let's say, a Synthroid or a regular T4. And they do well for about 2 months or 3 months, and then all of a sudden their antibodies go up. Okay, and the antibodies go up, and then what does the doctor do? He raises the amount of thyroid hormone. And they'll do good again for 2 or 3 months, and then they have to raise it again. And they keep raising it. And each time before they get back to the doctor, it's a month and a half that they're feeling lousy. What I've done is I've said to them, I said, if you start with T4 or a Synthroid, and you do that for 2 months or 3 months, and you find out that the antibody titers go up in exactly 3 months, okay?
Right.
Switch it to an animal form, like the Naturethroid, for instead of waiting 3 months before it goes up again, in 2.5 months, switch it back. So if you look at the course of a year, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you look at the course of a year, you'll see that the patient, instead of having 2 months good, then 1 month bad, then 2 months good, then 1 month bad, and so on and so forth, where the course of the year he has 3 or 4 months that are bad, if you do this flip-flop thing, you may be able to get a day or two that you're not feeling good every 3 months. At the end of the year, it's maybe, 8 days that you're not feeling good instead of 3 months.
And this is what I see in my office. I'm a cardiologist. I do a little of everything, you know, have a very, very successful internal medicine practice as well. They come to me, they're on high doses of thyroid, and they have every thyroid symptom. Their hair is still thinning, they're cold, except now they'll have palpitations and hypertension on top of it, and the doctors don't know anything to do but increase it, because on the surface they have these symptoms. Rudy, there's going to be a lot of people out there, we have about 30 seconds, who are going to hear this and go, that's me. What's the best way to contact you, or how should they go about correcting their thyroid problem with the knowledge you have?
Well, the best thing, I think, is for someone to get really with a naturopath who is very voiced in thyroid. And there's a lot of them out there, okay? If they need any help, they can always contact the pharmacy, and us at the pharmacy will be more than happy to direct them. Okay?
Okay, we've been talking to Rudy Dragone. Sorry to cut you off. Tired America. Why can't doctors diagnose and treat thyroid successfully? Because they don't understand the receptor sites. Rudy Dragone's helped us with that. And now we're getting ready to get well and get our energy back. Treat your thyroid. Make sure you treat it properly. Here at Radio MD.